Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Alisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brief episode of Heart and Soul. I'm going to keep today's segment to 15 minutes, so let's jump right into the topic, how fear feeds sexual addiction. One of the very first things that men need to address, excuse me, when they are sincerely, okay, I need to emphasize the word, sincerely attempting to work through an addiction of a sexual nature, determine what their fear is. Because an addiction of a sexual nature, whether it be sex porn and or masturbation addiction, it is all about you running and escaping. So if you understand that you will feel fear, like there will, stay with me, I know it doesn't make sense, you know, just in your head it doesn't make any sense, like, no, I'm jerking off because I want to, because I need to, right, but why doesn't that solve the problem? Why doesn't that fulfill you? Why do you have lingering feelings of, you know, emptiness, abandonment, regret, shame, remorse? Choose your negative feeling. Why do those negative feelings linger? It is because what you really needed, what you were really looking for, you did not find in that orgasm. I ask men, what are you afraid of being alone? I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of dying alone. I'm afraid of not being loved. Those are the types of answers. Like, it's work on that level that will get you the results that you want with your addiction. You want to be shed of this oppressive air and this oppressive energy. Well, you can't do it by feeling good. Working through your addiction is not going to feel good. You have to put it in your mind and embrace the fact that this shit is going to be uncomfortable, that you're going to be sad and lonely and, you know, working, like facing yourself, dealing with yourself on a level that no one else understands, that is going to be some tough shit. But that's the work that you need to do. Men come to me and they will convince themselves that they really want help. Right? They really want help, but they don't want help. They want the addiction to go away. They want to continue to feed the addiction, but they don't want the repercussions. Well, that's not how it works. If you are going to ignore your fears, run from your fears, try to avoid them, you will feed your addiction. It is amazing how in one session, Kim, you know, just talk for 15 or 20 minutes about real life, about their fears, about their struggles, about what they've been running from. Now, if you don't trust yourself, if you don't have the confidence that you need to face those parts of yourself, then the idea, just the thought of talking for 20 minutes about what hurts and what you are afraid of and what you're running from, anxiety, skyrocket. It can go through the roof. But what you guys are not understanding is that's the work that you need to do. But you don't know how to do it on your own. So you need to reach out to a counselor, to your support system, to someone that you know you can trust. I would not recommend having your girlfriend or your wife be your counselor. They can be a part of your support system, but for the main work, you need to go to someone who knows what they are doing. And that doesn't have to be me. I only keep, you know, one out of 12 or 15 men who approach me. My style is not for everyone. So this is not me plugging me. This is me trying to help men to understand what you need. You need that safe place, that safe space, that accountability, so that you can work through those things. Now, what happens within 15, 20 minutes when the person comes in, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do they want to engage with their addiction? That number is usually really high, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, somewhere around there. That number is usually really high because as much as a guy wants to get help for his addiction, he's also turned on. And whenever he starts to talk about certain things, he gets even more turned on. And then there's the expectation, you know, the entitlement to an orgasm. So the issue becomes compounded, and this man who came into the space trying to get help for his addiction now is just turned on and wants to get off. So how do you work through that? Well, what I do is I get the person to start talking about their fears, about their real feelings, about what they're running from. Now, what happens is as you really start to become more more open emotionally, that part of you that is sexual doesn't know what to do with your emotions. You don't know what to do. Like, usually a man will be like, oh, I feel sad. Let me go and do something so I don't have to feel sad. He doesn't know how to sit in the sadness and feel sexual at the same time. He doesn't know how to sit in any emotion and be sexual at the same time. An addict doesn't even know how to sit in the emotion of love and be sexual at the same time. Because as soon as there's a human emotion, he needs to separate himself from that. So in this conversation, the 15, 20 minutes of talking, usually, if the conversation is sincerely, usually, his sex drive will start to come down a bit. Now, he's going to be jittery and frustrated and irritable, all of those things, right? But what will happen is this beautiful transformation as the opportunity to start occurring. Because now I can ask him, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to engage with your addiction? Maybe it was a 12 before. Maybe it's a 10 now. And so what happens is the guy starts to see, oh, can process. I can talk through my stuff. I can deal with my issues, and I don't fall apart. It's a little bit scary. It's frightening. It's intimidating. But I survived. I'm okay. I can do this. Now, what happens in that moment? He starts to gain confidence. He starts to see that the things that he ran from, he doesn't necessarily have to run from them. Running from them is a choice. And if he can do that with me, then he starts to dare to do it on his own. He starts to dare to assess himself outside of his sessions. He starts to talk himself off the ledge. Maybe he'll jerk off, but he will think about it. He will, you know, he'll be like, well, no, I'm not running. No, this isn't about a fear. I'm just genuinely horny. It's been 5 days. It's been 4 days. Whatever. Yeah, I'm just genuinely horny. I think I'll just jerk off without porn. He starts to think through things, process his emotions, and that is how he starts to walk out of his addiction. One tip. When I tell men that the way to work through their addiction is to face their fears, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm bullshitting them. No, try this. And listen, this is not a one-time fits all forever in perpetuity kind of situation. You have to keep coming back to this. You might have to do this multiple times a day. But this is just one tool. That's it, one tool. Your addiction is a lot smarter than you are. So you can't use the same tool over and over and over. This is one tool that you can reach for, that this has helped. Let me, excuse me, find my outro. Okay, so for those of you who would like to know more about me and what it is that I do, you can visit my website at alisacoaches.com. That's A-L-I-S-A coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S.com for more information. You can also contact me through the little, there's a green button on the right-hand side that says send me a message. I have a special for listeners of this show. What you is contact me by sending me a voicemail message, and it will require your email so that I can respond to you. And I'm running a special of $25 for your first hour. So if you've never spoken with me before, $25 will get you in the door. And we can do, if you take your notes and, you know, figure out what it is that you want to accomplish in that first hour, I will do my best to support you and to help you create a plan for yourself, for your own recovery. And that plan does not need to include me. Not everyone is a good fit for me. Not everyone can buy rates. So it's not about me. It's about you coming into a better understanding of who you are, what you need, what is hurting, and what is broken inside of you. Okay? Let's put some music on. You guys take care and...